The pitch is difficult, there's a strong physical side, and to get the 3 points was thin from the lads.
In the first half, whilst we created a few of the chances, we fell behind to a stunning goal from Anthony Ford. It must have been a bit frustrating to go in 1-0 down at half time.
Yeah, it was. We started the game really bright, we got on the front foot, we had a couple of good opportunities, didn't hit the target, for the two headers we had. Joe got away, maybe over, and its touch wasn't great, and then we're in a lot of good positions without finding the right quality of ball to be clinical enough in the final third. In all honesty, I was happy with the lad when the lad picked it up. I was happy with him shooting from there, it's a great strike, for him. So yeah, at this point, to go in at half time 1-0 down, I think they got a bit of momentum that he scored for 10 minutes going into half time and probably had the better of it, but then we showed great character the second half and come through in the end.
What exactly did you say to them at half time, because they just seemed to be much more relaxed in the second half? They were much more fluid in their attacking as well.
Just about finding that bit of quality and maybe taking that bit more care in the final third. We took to play forward a bit quicker today with the pitch, wasn't good football. Sticky pitches like that, it's easier for the opposition to close you down and put more pressure on you, so we just asked them to get it forward a little bit earlier. The two wide lads were really effective in exposing the fullbacks. It's just a matter of whether they could find the final shot or the final cross with enough quality, and then we managed that second half. I thought once we'd gone 2-1 we had opportunities to kill early. That would be my only criticism of them, and then we managed to do it right at the end there and stop his time.
The equaliser was such a great goal. It was a classic counter-attack away from goal, and really unselfish from Ozzy. Even though he was in a great position, he squared it to Sean, and who had an easy tap in.
Yeah, that was the most impressive part of what he'd done today, as well as he did today, Ozzy. It's not something he's done consistently enough in maybe making the right decision. He's got his head up well there. He's drew the keeper and led on a plate for Sean. And then, Sean's got that quality with the second one. And then obviously the third one, encouraging Belly. He did a lot last year, getting in the box and arriving, and he can finish. So, something to encourage him more to do. Although, we've been asking him to play a little bit deeper, which kind of eliminates that strength he's got.
In terms of the second goal, through pure hard work, Sean gets a bit of luck and it bounces, flicks off the defender and over the keeper, but you've got to have the opportunities to get that bit of luck.
Yeah, we did. We hunted the ball down, we won alright, we got a ricochet that went our way, which you need that bit of luck sometimes. But we spotted the keeper off the line, he's gone for it. Yeah, it's took a look, but it goes your way sometimes. So
yeah, and it's just such an impressive one. He grabbed two goals and he was instrumental in the third goal as well. How important is it now he's back and fitting in the team?
Yeah, good. I mean, you asked me the other week about the importance of him. You can see he's our most creative player. So we want him out on the pack as much as we can. I don't know what that is now, number of goals he scored, but he's very influential for us.
One down a sour note though was the injury to Caelan Bailey-Nicholls. Is there any prognosis at this point?
I think he's gone over on his shoulder. I think he's popped his shoulder out, so yeah, it's disappointing. He got opportunity the other night, done well, and he was looking lively when he come on, so yeah, disappointing from that point of view. Hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, but now you've got a nice free week moving into next Saturday's game. You've got a run of home games now through February, about four or five home games coming up. How important are those games at the Weaver Stadium going to be in terms of the playoff push?
Massively important. It's often a different type of game. Depending on the opposition, most teams will come in and sit a bit deeper, so it's a different problem to be able to break them teams down who sit deep. We've had problems against it in the past, so it's a bit of a different problem, but one we're looking forward to. I'd said to him before the game, we don't want to be 6 weeks down the line and be in the same position and still be playing catch up. We want to try and get in there as soon as we can. But that's give us an opportunity to do that with two home games coming. But we've got to be at that level of performance to back it up. They're not going to be easy games. Frickley are fighting for their life, and Marine, I think, for me, a lot better side than they were last year. And they've given some tough games up. You're going to need to be at it.
But you are going into those two home games off the back of the win today.
Yeah, we are. That's three unbeaten now, isn't it, in the league? That's three unbeaten in the league, and we're stressing to him the importance of a run like we did earlier in the season. If we can find that form again and go on that type of run, I don't think we'll be too far away by by the end.